Hey there, everyone, and welcome to the Back to Movement podcast. And I'm your host, Bernadette. Today is a solo show, and today we are diving into a topic that's all too real for so many moms: how to navigate the holiday hassle with back pain. We are talking about how to survive the chaos of Thanksgiving, Christmas, and all the festive prep in between while managing back pain. If you ever find yourself decorating, cooking, shopping, or chasing kids while silently wishing for just 5 minutes to lie down and ease that ache in your back, this episode is definitely for you. Let's talk about how to make this holiday season not only manageable but enjoyable, even with back pain. The holidays are magical, right? But they are also a lot. And let's be honest, when you are the one orchestrating the magic, it can quickly turn from festive to stressful. Moms, I think you know exactly what I'm talking about. Think about what a typical holiday prep looks like for us. You're standing in the kitchen for hours, peeling, chopping and cooking, cleaning every corner of the house. Because, of course, guests will notice if you missed a dust bunny under the couch, even though they won't. Hauling boxes of decorations out of storage, climbing ladders, and twisting yourself into pretzel shapes to hang ornaments just right. Shopping for groceries, gifts, and everything else. And don't get me started on the aftermath, the cleaning, the toy explosions, the mountains of wrapping paper, and kids running around on sugar high. All of this is really hard, enough without back pain. But when your back is already hurting, it can feel downright impossible. But let me tell you this, you don't have to suffer through it. There are ways to make it easier, to move smarter, and to prioritize your health while still creating those magical moments for your family. Before we dive into the tips, let's talk about why the holidays can be hard on your back. Number one is prolonged sitting or standing. Whether you're cooking or wrapping gifts, staying in one position, same position for too long, can actually cause pain. Number two, awkward movements that your body is not used to. Decorating often means reaching, bending, and twisting. Movements that you're not used to can aggravate pain. And number three, heavy lifting, carrying too heavy groceries, moving too heavy furniture can actually strain your back. Not to mention stress and tension. Holidays can be emotionally taxing. Stress is a contributing factor to your pain, making your pain worse. Add in fatigue from late night preparations and the sheer mental load of managing it all. And it's no wonder why so many of us end up feeling like we've been hit by a sleigh by the time Christmas morning arrives. But there's the good news. You can absolutely navigate this season differently. Let's dive into the practical ways to ease the strain. Now we are getting into the good stuff. Tips to make it easier on your back and make the holidays less stressful. Plan ahead. Spread out tasks over a few days or even a few weeks. For example, cook some dishes ahead of time and freeze them. Make lists, lots of them. A shopping list, a to-do list, a decorating list. Breaking it down helps you to stay organized and avoid doing too much at once. Delegate, delegate, and delegate. You don't have to do it all by yourself. Get your partner involved in cleaning or cooking. Older kids can help you decorate, wrap gifts, or even set the table. If guests ask how they can help, let them. Assign someone to bring a dish. If something is too heavy, don't lift it. Ask for help or use a rolling cart. Incorporate breaks and stretching or walking. Set a timer for every 45 minutes to an hour and take a 5-minute break. Stretch or do some movement. Simple movements like a cat and cow or even side bending can relieve tension and reset your posture, and not to mention your mental health as well. Exactly. And the sixth was the hardest for me. Let go of perfection. If you're scrambling, remind yourself that it doesn't have to be perfect. Your family and friends are there for the togetherness, not the perfectly set table or gourmet meal. Take shortcuts guilt-free, store-bought desserts, disposable serving ware, or even skipping certain traditions for a more relaxed experience. Now, if you have smaller kids, it can be more challenging. And what could be useful or helpful for you is to set up play zones for them. Create a play area where younger kids can entertain themselves with toys or holiday-themed crafts while you work nearby and you can watch them. Or if they are a little bit bigger, get them involved. Kids love being part of the action. Let them help with easy tasks like placing ornaments, mixing a cookie dough, or sorting gift tags. Pace yourself with their energy. Plan a few quiet activities like watching a holiday movie or reading a festive book together, so you get your breaks too. Remember, the holidays are as magical for kids as they are for you. Let them soak up the joy while you take the time you need to take care of yourself. Moms, you are amazing, and you deserve to enjoy this holiday season without being sidelined by your back pain. By planning ahead, moving smart, and taking care of yourself, you can make it through Thanksgiving and Christmas with your health and happiness intact. Thank you so much for listening to the Back to Movement podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode on how to navigate through the holidays with back pain. This is all for this episode, folks. I'll see you next time.